Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were taught that Christianity is not Christ in the flesh or in the heavenly tabernacle, but it is Christ in you. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The 12 apostles' names are on the foundations, but the 12 tribes are on the gate. And he's going to, as he says in John chapter 10 and verse 16, he has other sheep that were not of that Jewish flock. And he's going to bring them together and make them one. And hallelujah forever. He's letting us know that we're coming to this great place. We're coming to this city whose builder and maker is God, that Abraham searched for it in Hebrews chapter 11. And it is the city that they, those folks of the Old Testament, without us folks of the New Testament, Hebrews 11:40, without us, they're not made perfect. It's not complete. How are just men made just, then perfect or complete? Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, and not having mine own righteousness. Why? Because my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, just like yours, according to Isaiah 64:6. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I'm reminded of Romans 5:8-9, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, you don't get good enough for God to accept you. Yet sinners, our worst state, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, those last four words, most profound words in the scriptures. Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And it is only through him that we're saved from wrath. And now that takes us again to verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, Jesus mediated this new covenant that you and I would not be under the law. Now, the life is in the blood. The Bible told us that in the Old Testament. Abel's blood cried out from the ground, and God avenged it. Jesus is mediator. That is, he's the executor who carries out the new covenant. He sprinkled the blood upon the Holy of Holies of heaven at the mercy seat. And now his blood cries out, whosoever will, let him come. Not whosoever elected. Whosoever will, let him come. Christianity is not only about Christ in flesh or Christ in the heavenly tabernacle. It's about Jesus Christ in you through his precious shed blood for you. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. But we have responsibilities in this light. Now, again, those that cry that they have liberty to do all these things that fulfill the flesh, I guess this is legalistic to them, even if it is in the New Testament. But our responsibilities are seen in Colossians 3:1-4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. If you're seeking those things which are above, you're not going to seek to look like the world, to talk like the world, to rock music like the world. You're not going to want to dress immodestly like the world. You want to dress in a way that's holy and acceptable unto God. If we then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, that city whose builder and maker is God, and not on things on the earth, the temporal. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Oh, we see the spirits of just men made perfect in verse 23. And that is done so by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ our Lord was the payment for all sin for all time. With that thought, listen to what the late Dr. Oliver B. Green said, and said it so well in his commentary on Hebrews, because there were Hebrew Christians to whom this is written that had grandparents who may have been men and women of faith. And these Jewish Christians now were wondering, well, what about them? Those that were before the cross, but had faith in God. And so, Green says, the spirits of Old Testament saints are resting in paradise with spirits of the New Testament saints who have departed this life through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The Old Testament saints were made perfect. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he led captivity captive. Ephesians 4, 8 through 10. He brought the Old Testament saints out of paradise, which was in the heart of the earth, and carried them with him to paradise far above the heavens. And since the resurrection of Jesus, every believer who has departed this life has gone immediately to be with the Lord. Philippians 1, 23, 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8. The Word of God teaches no such thing as soul sleep. To be absent from the body for the saved person is to be present with the Lord. Dr. Green was right on the mark on that. By the way, the better things than that of Abel is the city that he has prepared for us as a result of first purchasing us by his own blood. And that takes us to verses 25 through 29, which complete this chapter. And it leaves us with a resultant warning. In verse 25, we read this: see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Now, we find throughout this epistle that after truth is taught, it seems that a warning immediately follows concerning the danger of turning away from this revelation of heaven. Now, since I cannot improve upon it, the following five warnings of spiritual deterioration are found in Hebrews, comes from Warren Wiersbe in his earlier years when he was in the fundamental camp. The danger of drifting from the Word through neglect, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The danger of doubting the Word through hardness of heart, chapter 3, verse 7 through chapter 4, verse 13. Number 3, the danger of dullness toward the Word through sluggishness, chapter 5, 11 through chapter 6, verse 20. Next is the danger of despising the Word through willfulness, chapter 10, verses 26 through 39. And then finally, the danger of disobeying the Word by refusing to hear, chapter 12, verses 14 through 29, which is where we have been here these last few days. The warning is to not refuse him that speaketh. In other words, listen to what he, the Lord, has to say with the full intent of obeying whatever he tells you through his blessed book, the Bible. I live in the United States. We call it a free country. We have greater access to the Word of God than many places in this world do, and we're able to meet in God's house and worship without the fear of the government coming in to beat us or to kill us or to confiscate our goods, as happened to people, for example, in Acts chapter 8, and may happen in some places in foreign countries today. I have never, in all my years of preaching, and the first time I preached a sermon was in a church in February of 1970. And so in over 40 years, I've never had one government official come up and tell me what I could or could not preach. Some people make a big deal today out of churches incorporating. They act like that's the abomination of desolation. Now you're under government control, they say. Government has never, ever told me what I can or cannot preach. And if they try, they're going to end up throwing me in prison because I'm going to preach as thus saith the Lord. Now that may happen, but I'm still going to preach as thus saith the Lord if they throw me in prison. But we have a greater freedom to preach the word. Our greater privilege becomes a greater sin if we reject the message. God judged sternly those who refused the revelation of Moses in the Old Testament. Read Numbers 16 on your own and see. Numbers chapter 16. And you'll see what God did to people that rejected the revelation that had a greater light, that had a greater opportunity. What will be his indignation with those who reject his present grace in Christ Jesus? When they refused to listen to Moses, God considered it an insult. And there was no escape from the full weight of the consequences. Now understand, God hath spoken. Remember back in chapter 1? This epistle started out with God hath spoken. God, who at sundry times and in divers matters spake in times past unto the fathers, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Yes, he spoke unto the fathers in divers matters, verse 1 tells us. And the idea was through angels and other ways of speaking, but he's spoke to us directly by his Son, Jesus Christ. God has spoken. Notice, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. The Greek word simply means to reject. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.